Miranda Van Dam joins us, a spokesperson for AXSPA. So if you have the following symptoms, pain, maybe stiffness, primarily in the lower back, buttocks and the hips, if you've had that for more than 3 months, improvement with movement, but worse with rest, and if you have significant fatigue, you could well be suffering from axial spondyloarthritis, or AXSPA, a debilitating disease affecting millions worldwide. Today is World AS Day. On the 4th of May. It's not today, it's in 2 days' time. It is on Saturday, and we're going to shed some light on this condition. Miranda Van Dam, spokesperson of AXSPA, the chairperson, in fact, joins us on the line. Welcome. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be speaking to you today.
I just get the sense that the effects of AXSPA can be debilitating.
Absolutely. So if this disease is not diagnosed in time, the damage that this disease does is permanent, and it can lead to disability in our patients. That's why it's so crucial for us to explain to the general public that if they have back pain that lasts for longer than 3 months, they need to investigate it.
It's a condition that you are suffering. Tell us how it has impacted your life, Miranda.
So, yes, I'm a patient myself, and it took them 8.5 years to get to a diagnosis.
What?
As you can imagine, 8.5 years going from pillar to post, doctor to specialist, the medical bills that I had to pick up during this time was incredible. But I finally did get diagnosed in 2018. I found the correct specialist, and I'm also on very specialized medication, and I'm happy to say that I have been in remission for the last couple of years.
Okay, that's good news, and that maybe speaks to available treatment, but of course it requires a diagnosis, which took 8 years in your instance. Why did it take so long, you think?
Well, that is a good question, because, you know, most of us suffer from back pain in our lives.
I mean, yes.
I'm sure if I ask you, have you ever had back pain, you're going to say to me, yes.
Ik heb golf gespeeld, my regisseur.
Ja, of ek het by die trappe afgeval, you know.
Ja, dit maak sin.
Ja. So most of us have, at some point in our life, got back pain. The important thing with AXSPA is that it lasts for longer than 3 months. And it happens before age of 45. And it's also a back pain that wakes you up in the middle of the night. So it's different from mechanical back pain. I mean, if you've not been on the golf course and your back sore, that's mechanical back pain. You just need to take some time off. But also, the interesting thing with AXSPA, it comes with other manifestations. One of them is uveitis, inflammation of the eye. And the other one is enthesitis, where your heels are sore, you know, where your heels are ana. And then the other one is in your bowels, IBS, inflammatory bowel symptoms. So if those all tie up together, then you do need to ask these questions and get yourself diagnosed.
Okay, so I think just in the process of our initial conversation, you've distinguished between what we know as arthritis in our everyday conversation and this kind of arthritis. Maybe just tell us more about the difference.
So maybe I can explain to you how. So normal arthritis, everybody eventually gets normal arthritis, right? And that happens, it's normally an age thing. At an older age, everybody suffers from arthritis. But AXSPA is an inflammatory arthritis that can start at a very young age. We have very young patients that gets diagnosed. And what really happens, because you must remember that this is a painful, progressive form of inflammatory arthritis. So if you can imagine, there's inflammation in your body where your ligaments and your tendons attach, right? And that inflammation repeats, and slowly it starts wearing away the bone of that attachment. And eventually it heals, but then your body wants to grow new bone in that space. And when that new bone forms, then your movement is restricted, right?
Mm.
Because the bone has now replaced that elastic tissue of ligaments or tendons. So if this repeats, it leads to further bone formation, and eventually the backbones can fuse together, and that's where permanent disability comes in.
Okay, it does say that millions are affected worldwide. It's clearly very prevalent.
So we're estimating around 160,000 patients in South Africa that has it, that's not yet been diagnosed.
Most of them not diagnosed, most of them not knowing how to deal, because it impacts your productivity, your ability to work, and your ability to live, literally. So just tell us, how does it impact your mental health? It must have profound impacts there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can imagine a patient that struggled for so long to get to a diagnosis, what mentally goes on, I mean, the last specialist that saw me before my diagnosis told me that I needed mental help and there wasn't anything wrong with me. So you can imagine the mental drain. People that suffer from this disease is often very exhausted, and it takes you away from the activities that you enjoy doing in your normal day-to-day life. So that's very hard for our patients that's been diagnosed, how to adjust to a new life and how to find things that they do enjoy and that they can participate in.
It's an important day then, the 4th of May. What does spondyloarthritis?
Spondyloarthritis.
Okay. What does it mean for you?
So for me, it gives us a chance to really start talking about the disease. So all over the world, all patients that suffer with AxSpA are getting together. Some of us are getting together with families. SASSA South Africa, we've got two amazing events, one in Johannesburg, the Cradle of Moon, where we're getting together on Saturday, and another one we're going to be doing in George at Let's Play Paddle at the Showgrounds, where we're going to be raising awareness, we're going to be talking about the disease, we're going to tell all of our friends and families about the signs and symptoms, that people can actually start talking about the disease, because AxSpA is not like the big rheumatic diseases that's well known. People do not know about the disease, and that's why patients often do not think that they need to go and investigate it further.
Yeah, so the responsibility then is to ask the doctor if that they must rule out AxSpA as a cause of their condition.
Absolutely, and on our website we actually have a symptom checker. That, you know, if you're listening and you're not sure if this could be you, you can go and do the symptom checker. And then it actually prints out a report that you can take to your doctor that tells them that this is what we're looking for and this is the likelihood of us thinking that the disease is prevalent in you.
There we go. So there's further means for you to either have the disease discounted or confirmed, and then to move on to recovery, like Miranda Van Dam is doing right now. Does it mean full recovery for you? Does remission mean that you're going to return to your complete kind of ability in the future?
Theoretically, complete remission, it just means that the disease is not active and there's no further damage taking place in my spine, if I'm talking specifically about myself.
Okay.
But I mean, I have resumed a fairly normal life. I play a lot of paddle. I participate in all the activities, but that is only because of the specialized medication that I have access to.
Just give us that website so we can go and check on our back pain there.
So our website is www.axspasa, it's axspasa.org.za. You can also find us on Facebook. It's the Axial Spondyloarthritis Organization of South Africa.
We appreciate your time, Miranda Van Dam, and thank you for bringing this important message to Cape Talk listeners.